This is the first podcast of the IBA Poverty and Social Development Committee in collaboration with the Rule of Law Forum. Today we're going to be talking about poverty and the rule of law. This is Carmen Pombo, IBA Poverty and Social Development Advisory Board member and co-chair of the Rule of Law Forum. Our invited guest is Ian McDougall, General Counsel of LexisNexis. Many people talk about the rule of law and there are many definitions. Could you start by telling us what you understand the rule of law to mean?
Yes, I can. And I think that is a very important question to start with, one of the most important questions. I often say that if I asked five lawyers for a definition of the rule of law, I'd get six different definitions. We always have to start by saying what we mean and explaining what we mean. The other element that I think is important, if you don't mind me doing what all lawyers do, which is putting a caveat to my answer first, is that to be successful, we have to use a definition that's as politically, socially, and globally neutral as possible. We have to avoid sounding like the West telling the rest how to behave and what to do, because if you do that, then most of your audience switches off, basically. So with that background in mind, we at LexisNexis meet those criteria as much as we can. We've considered the rule of law to have four pillars that can be applied everywhere. Firstly, equality before the law. Everyone has to be treated the same under the law, regardless of who you are. The rule of law has to apply equally to everyone, or it doesn't really apply. Secondly, the law has to be administered by an independent judiciary who have no interest in the result, except that it's according to the evidence and the law, which, of course, they administer equally under the first point. Thirdly, the law has to be accessible or knowable. We call that being published, but by whatever name you want to call it, you can only get equal treatment if the law is known by everybody. You can't get equal treatment if the law is secret and not available to be known. You can't get redress for your grievance if you don't know what you're entitled to. Fourthly and finally, you have to have access to remedy. If your grievance can't be remedied, or another way of saying it is that if the law can be ignored, then you don't have the rule of law in the first place. And those are, as far as we're concerned, the four foundational elements of the rule of law which have universal applicability.
What is the relationship between poverty and the rule of law, Ian?
So I think the rule of law has a direct relationship with all kinds of socioeconomic measures, actually. Those measures include per capita GDP, life expectancy, child mortality, even homicide rates. And we've put together a number of graphs which illustrate the point. And the most recent graph that we've put together shows the measure of the rule of law and poverty. The information that we use there is some from the World Bank. The World Bank defines poverty in kind of absolute terms. The bank defines extreme poverty as living on less than $1.90 per day, and moderate poverty as less than $3.10 a day. And so it's been estimated that in 2008, 1.4 billion people had consumption levels below $1.25 a day, and 2.7 billion people lived on less than $2 a day. So around the world, poverty is extreme, but then you'll find that the rule of law levels tend to correlate with those poverty levels. If you have low rule of law, you have higher poverty levels. And so we've identified a direct and very statistically significant correlation. You can see the graphs on the LexisNexis Rule of Law website, and we update them as new data becomes available.
Is poverty compatible with rule of law compliance?
Well, what I can tell you is that there's a correlation between low rule of law and poverty, as I mentioned. The less good you are at rule of law, the poorer, on average, your country and people will be. And there are occasional outliers, of course, like huge oil reserves, for example, can distort these measures. But in any kind of normally balanced economy, if you want prosperity, you have to advance the rule of law. There's no way around that. But I will go further. Unless you advance the rule of law, you can't advance the alleviation of poverty. You can make short-term gains here and there, but over the medium and long term, only stability under the rule of law leads to sustained progress in all kinds of socioeconomic ways, including and specifically poverty.
Could you mention specific examples demonstrating the links between poverty, the rule of law, or their absence?
Yeah, sure. And I think one of the things that we want to bring to this debate as a commercial business is a real focus on data. And so we have looked at statistical correlations. We can prove that the two are connected. But with regard to an example, I like to talk about a fantastic documentary made by Hernando de Soto called Causes of the Arab Spring. And I really do recommend everybody watch that video. It's a superb piece. What he showed was that in that documentary was that, one, the lack of the rule of law, and two, lack of proper government administration, administrative institutions, and three, the lack of equality of treatment led to small business people being forced to deal in the black market rather than in the legitimate market. This made them open to corruption and abuse. It means they can't seek redress in the courts because their business isn't legitimate. And so the cycle of corruption, abuse, and exclusion from legitimate society goes on and on. They're kept in poverty and disadvantage because the rule of law isn't there to protect them.
What are the risks associated with rising income inequality across the globe? Is poverty inevitable?
So that's a question where, you know, we have to be very careful in the business community to stay out of politics. But what I would say is that there are two different points in that question. To my mind, there's a difference between income equality and poverty. The two things are different, and we have to be careful not to confuse the two. Poverty is an extreme condition that's a blight on any society. But poverty is also often described as different things depending upon whether you're in a developed or a developing country. I like sticking to the measure of extreme poverty that I mentioned earlier on, and this can be alleviated by advancing the rule of law and creating opportunity. But income inequality has been with us since the dawn of time. And unless you believe, for example, that communism can work, which personally I don't, then some people will always have more than others. If I look back to the turn of the 20th century, the great US industrialists, J.P. Morgan, Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, George Westinghouse, John Rockefeller, and so on, these folks had unparalleled wealth. And poverty was considerably worse in their time for many more people than it is now. So you might say that they were the Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk of their day. These people have also, though, been responsible for generating huge amounts of prosperity for the hundreds of thousands of people who work for them. So it is a complicated question, and one that I like to try and keep out of the political arena.
Thank you, Ian, for your contribution. This is Carmen Pombo, IBA Poverty and Social Development Advisory Board member and co-chair of the Rule of Law Forum. Thank you all for listening to this podcast.